Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies, theological reflections, and occasional talks by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP. It is the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
A survey about the Catholic Church in the United States came out from Georgetown recently. The numbers are daunting, if not flat-out terrifying. The survey stated that 60% of Catholics in the United States do not believe that you can have a personal relationship with God. Moreover, 66% of Catholics in the U.S. do not believe in the true presence of the Eucharist. 60% of Catholics do not believe that you can have a personal relationship with your Creator, and 66% do not believe that the Eucharist truly is the true body and true blood of the Son of God. I confess that I am a member of the 33%. I do believe that you can have an intimate and powerful relationship with your God, and I do believe that when I eat the body and blood of Christ from this altar, that I am overflooded and with the grace of my God. I believe that I can have a personal relationship with my God. I believe that there is something more magnificent in the world than what surrounds us in the here and now. As beautiful as seeing newborn babies or a sunset overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge in the middle of the summer, there is something more beautiful, more wondrous, more transcendent. As beautiful and wonderful and challenging is the vocation of marriage and the family life, I believe that I was called to a life dedicated to praying and praising God in a unique and complementary way. I believe that God created humanity for a singular purpose of honing the powers of nature to make creation more beautiful and more holy for the glory and praise of our God. I believe that this God is so real and wants such a deep and personal relationship with every single human being that he became a human being himself. I believe in the power of the cross and believe that Jesus suffered and died and rose again in order to show us how to live and how to die. I believe that Jesus left us his body and blood to remind us all that he has done. Remind us all of what he has done and all that he is doing for us today. That the power of the Eucharist guides us, guides the body of Christ, guides the baptized to live as he lived, to suffer as he suffered, to die and rise as he died and rose again from the grave. I believe that the Eucharist is the bread of eternal life, that the Eucharist is the way in which we can enter into Jesus' life more intimately, that by taking Jesus into ourselves, we can live his life, that by eating the body and blood of the Lord, we are intimately united with God in ways we cannot ever imagine. I believe that partaking of Jesus' body and blood, Jesus fills me with grace and heals me, little by little, of all my past hurts, all of my past sins, of my selfishness, of my self-centeredness, of my foolishness, of my pride. That by adoring Jesus Christ within Eucharistic adoration, I slowly become whom I pray to. This is what I believe. Jesus proclaimed that he is the bread of life, that those who eat of his body and blood will live forever. And happily, I am not the only one within the church's history that believes this. For example, St. Thomas Aquinas, that great theologian, that great Dominican theologian, he was great not only because of his writings and his meticulous thought. What made him a saint was his devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, that he, unlike some theologians today, believe it or not, he believed in the God and the church that he wrote about 7 days a week. What made the great philosopher Edith Stein great was not only the fact that she was a trailblazer in philosophy in the first half of the 20th century, but it was also because she refused to renounce the truth of her heritage nor the truth of the gospel. What made Maximilian Kolbe so great was not only his various publications about the devout life or all the many lay organizations he helped found, but it was also the fact that he had such a personal relationship with his God that he allowed that this relationship allowed him to sacrifice his own life so that a father may live for his children. What made Gianna Mola so great was not only the fact that she was an effective healthcare worker, but that she would rather sacrifice her life for the sake of her child rather than undergo a direct abortion. What made Blessed Teresa of Calcutta so great was not only the fact that she was an effective social worker, but that she was a woman who lived her life meditating upon Christ's words, "I thirst," and spent her life trying to quench the thirst of Christ's body, the church, and all of humanity. The church does not revere these women and men simply because they were exceedingly talented, which they were. Rather, the reason why the church honors them with feast days and churches and institutions is because throughout their lives, they proved to be women and men who had a deep, intimate, powerful, and personal relationship with God. These, among countless other men and women throughout our history, fed off the bread of eternal life and drank from the chalice of eternal salvation and showed us how to do the same. Only someone who has this kind of relationship can speak like Elijah in today's first reading and tell God that he wants to die. Only someone with this kind of relationship with Jesus can be like St. Paul in our second reading and exhort people to imitate Christ. And only someone who knows the Creator God so well can speak as boldly as Jesus by saying that he is simply and unequivocally the bread of life. A deep, personal, intimate, powerful relationship with God. When we march up to receive the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation, why are we doing this? Why do we line up, go up to the minister, and say amen? Is it out of peer pressure because simply everyone else in the room is doing it? Or is it because we truly hunger for the bread of life? Because we are eager to have that deep relationship with God as the saints did? After all, we all know that the word amen means I believe. I told you what I believe. What about you?
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. Producer is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, with our pianist Albert Tommaso, and percussionist Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union. For Father Isaiah, this is Gary Glover. God bless you.